My wife is not just a part of me in marriage. She's also a part of the body of Christ, as I am a part of the body of Christ. So when I despise my wife, and I'm not building up my wife, and I'm not doing these imperatives with my wife, here's what I'm saying to Jesus. Jesus, this is a part of your body, and I despise this part of your body. I love you, but I hate your toe. I despise it. I want to crush it. In other words, when I am at odds with my spouse and not practicing these imperatives, I don't have a behavioral problem. I have a worship disorder.
Yeah, baby.
Same is true of the wife. Look at wives. Look at chapter 5, verse 22. Wives, submit to your own husbands because they are worthy of submission, because they've accomplished all the things that God says a husband is supposed to accomplish before the wife will submit. No. Wives, submit to your husbands as unto the Lord. Why? Because of an indicative. The husband is the head of the body as Christ is the head of the church. An imperative and an indicative. Submit to your husband. Why? Because of who God says he is. No, I'm not going to submit to him. Why? Because I disagree with God. God says he's my head. However, he may have met God's qualifications for my submission, but he hasn't met my qualifications for my submission. Therefore, God, I outrank you, which means I am violating the first commandment because there's another God besides you, and that God is my standard.
Amen. Yeah.
You got a worship disorder. You're in sin. You're a blasphemer. You're an idolater. An unsubmissive wife is guilty of idolatry. Who's her idol? Look in the mirror. A husband who doesn't love his wife is guilty of idolatry. Who's his idol? Look in the mirror. Does this not change the way we look at those imperatives? I'm going to go home and I'm going to rededicate myself to trying harder to do all of these things. No, 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 no. Jesus, please forgive me for not worshiping you appropriately and not recognizing that this woman that you gave me, that I have brought into my bosom, is a part of me in marriage and is a part of your body. And therefore, I should love her and cherish her and nourish her because she's your gift to me and she's a part of you. Forgive me for despising you through despising her. Changes everything. Everything.